The last premiere of the Slovak National Theatre's drama ensemble deals with the period of so-called normalization. This cabaret performance, told through the story of the real-life pop star Marta Kubišová, discloses the practices of the totalitarian regime.
Ať mír dál zůstává s touto krajinou. Zloba, závist, dášť, strach a svár, ty ať pominou, ať už pominou.
Czech singer Marta Kubišová is a symbol of martyrdom under the communist regime government, also in Slovakia. Once a pop diva, she openly criticized the invasion of Warsaw Pact troops in former Czechoslovakia in 1968. Due to her stance, she was chosen as an example for punishing any signs of disrespect to the authority of the Communist Party. The story is retold and interpreted by a team of under 30 actors and a director. Why? Miriam Kičiňová, the dramaturge of the Slovak National Theatre, explains.
Maybe because it's really important to ask these young children what they think about our past and what we think about our past, that what is our feeling from that, what is our understanding for today. So, and it was their own will. This our young group decided that we want to speak about this, that it is still important for us, and we really don't know so many things about that.
Matúš Bachinec.
And you're the director of the latest premiere here in the Slovak National Theatre. Why do you delve into the waters of the normalization while you were born after 1989? It means in the time when there was already no totalitarian regime in Czechoslovakia and in Slovakia.
Because I think that democracy in our country is in danger, and we all are citizens of our country. We should be forced by our moral thinking to save it from these personalities, groups, political parties that try to bring another type of thinking.
What to do to attract the audiences in your age or even younger, that they don't realize that probably the moral credit is in danger or the democracy is in danger, to come to see what you want to tell them?
Well, it's a hard question, I guess. Last year in December, we had a premiere of another play. It's called Natalka, and kind of a documentary theater that embodied a gypsy family from Czech Republic. And this show was dedicated mainly for students who attend high schools. And after each performance, there was something like talk show with actors and historians. And we met young people in age of 16 to 18. After that, we felt really bad about questions they asked. And we understood that making performances like this is very important.
Do you think you can change the mindset of people by doing art?
No, I think I can stop them in their thinking, in their way of thinking. And maybe after seeing 10 shows like this and after reading 10 books about these topics, they can change their mind.
Ať už pominou. Teď, když tvá ztracená vláda věcí tvých spíš. kde navrátí.